my dad was, must have been one of the younger ones because he was 17. A lot of people have written about the hardships of internment, but my dad just had funny stories to tell and regarded the whole thing as a bit of an adventure, which maybe because of his age, it was. He one thing he said, it was very cold in Canada. So he went first, he was sent to Highton in Liverpool, which was a holding camp. Then he was sent to the Isle of Man. And he did tell all these stories. I mean, I heard them fresh from him without any sense of cliche about how the Isle of Man, it was like a university to him. He learned such a lot about music, the Amadeus Quartet. He heard them play. He learned to play bridge, which was his lifelong passion. He learned all sorts of things. It was really a real education. And obviously, he was surrounded by sort of Middle European Jewish people who were the milieu that he was used to. So there was a sort of comfortable, and
I can
he'd tell
see
you
that.
stories about the food. He said the rations in, you know, were absolutely rubbish in Canada. But you know, you had all these Viennese pastry chefs, and they'd take all the rations, and they all this sort of awful meat, quality meat that were being sent, make it into salami and sell it back to the Canadians at a profit. But one thing that must have been missing, so I've got all my, not all, but I've got about 15 or 20 letters that my dad wrote home from the internment camp. And it was, please send, said, I mean, he wasn't very, he didn't say very much, quite large writing, quite small paper. Please send warm trousers and chocolate.